Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. The preliminary Emancipation Proclamation, a document that put in motion the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments of the U.S. Constitution, will have a temporary home in the New York State Capitol for 2 days. The four-page draft of the document, handwritten by Abraham Lincoln, will be on display at the New York State Museum. The exhibition offers an unprecedented display of the only surviving version of the document in Lincoln's handwriting, and includes historical background and interpretation of the document. The First Step to Freedom exhibit also includes the manuscript of a speech written and delivered in New York City in September 1962 by Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King for the proclamation's centennial. John King, Commissioner of the New York State Education Department, joins us this morning by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it. Mark Schamming joins us as well, Director of the New York State Museum. Always good to have Mark on the program. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Great to see you.
Thank you very much for being with us. Let us begin with you, Commissioner, of how this came to be, because this is something that you've been working on for a spell.
Yes. Well, we thought it was important in recognition of the 150th anniversary of the document to make sure that the document was shared not only with the community that visits the State Museum, but with folks all across the state. And so we put together this opportunity to have the document tour the state, along with the speech, as you mentioned, by Dr. King, which helps to create a really powerful story about American history.
When we say that you were an author of the exhibition, what does that entail? What does that mean?
So Harold Holzer, the Lincoln historian and the director of the Schomburg, and I, the three of us, worked together very closely to develop the text of the exhibit. So the exhibit involves not only displaying the two documents, but a series of images and passages that tell the story of African-American history from the first arrival of African slaves all the way through today. And so we work very closely on that text and sort of thinking through together how best to present the material.
Mark Schamming, as I mentioned, is the director of the New York State Museum, where the Emancipation Proclamation will be on display this weekend. And Mark, when it comes to this document, where has it been and whose possession?
Well, it's technically in the possession of the New York State Library, our sister institution within the State Education Department. And the State Archives owns the Martin Luther King speech. So this is the first time, and it's been with the state since, I think, 1865, something like that. Lincoln turned it over as a fundraiser for the Civil War, and there was a lottery where Gerrit Smith bought, some abolitionists bought 1,000 lottery tickets and won it. Turned it over and sold it to the state legislature at the time, who in turn gave it to the state library, who was the state library at that those years was in the state capitol.
I never thought of like silent auctions going on in the 1800s, but I guess that was still going on even then. You needed the cash, right?
It's been out, yes, and it's been out, on and off throughout the years. About 50 years ago, went to a few sites in the state, but this is the first time it's been toured and seen by so many people. It's been to, with Albany, it'll be 9 locations and cities across New York State will have seen the document. It's in Utica today.
Is that because of the concern of its fragility?
It's a high security document. It's a very rare. It's the only one in Lincoln's hand. It's fragile in terms of light and temperature and those kind of things. So it's very limited how we exhibit it.
And John, when you look at what you can, the story that you can tell with this document, and as you bring it across the state of New York, of what opportunity does that give you, especially at this time?
Well, as a former high school history teacher, I certainly think of it in terms of what our students going to take away, and we've had a lot of students, from high school students to elementary and middle school students, college students, visit with the documents and with the exhibit as it's toured the state. And I think the most important takeaway is the notion that America is a work in progress, a continuing work in progress, that America began with a set of founding values around equality that were not completely fulfilled at the time. And the story that we tell in the exhibit is really the story of how America has, over time, expanded the reach of equality, expanded the reach of freedom. And you see that in Lincoln's struggle with how to position the Civil War, how to think through whether the what it would take to maintain public support for the Civil War, how to transition the Civil War from being just about preserving the Union to about expanding freedom and democracy through the abolition of slavery. And so you see that that trajectory of American history in the exhibit, and that's certainly an ongoing project. Even today, there's work that we have to do to ensure that we have a just and democratic society.
Mark, you look at the document itself, and as you mentioned, it is in Abraham Lincoln's own hand. You see portions that are crossed out. You see things that are in brackets, but these were not done by the president himself.
No, they were. I like to say it's a very organic document. You can see the man actually writing and crossing things out. Seward has some notes on it.
And that's why I guess what I was saying, because you can see his notes on there as well.
But the document is a work in progress, as the commissioner says. And then there's two other bits of laws pasted in. His fingerprint is seen on the third page. What's fascinating to me as it moves around the state and in this digital age and what kids are into, we're getting surges of people here to see this actual physical document in a president's hand still has tremendous power.
And then when you look at the, so beyond, is this the last stop in the tour?
Albany will be the last stop. It's in Utica today. It was in Utica yesterday, and Commissioner King and I were out there, and we wondered on Election Day how it would do. And about 2,300 people showed up to see it. And today, every fifth grader in Utica is there with the public.
I heard there's this movie coming out about Lincoln.
Yes.
And maybe you've heard about it. It's fascinating to me because it does renew interest in things like this, doesn't it, Commissioner? It does. A film like this seems to renew interest in our 16th president.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Lincoln's role in American history it can't be overstated. Lincoln really not only preserved the Union, but greatly advanced the principles on which the country was founded. And one of the things that's fascinating about the Emancipation Proclamation and the Preliminary Emancipation Proclamation is that the documents are written in fairly stiff prose, in part because Lincoln understood that they were legal documents and that they could be subject to challenge, and he wanted to make sure, Lincoln as lawyer, wanted to make sure that they would be able to withstand legal challenge. And they contrast in a way sharply with some of the very poetic speeches that Lincoln gave, like the Gettysburg Address or the second inaugural. So it's really, he's a fascinating figure as he navigates the politics of his era. You see, as you study Lincoln, you see him as tremendous leader, but also as tremendous tactician and politician.
As I mentioned, the Preliminary Emancipation Proclamation will be on display in the New York State Museum lobby on November 9th and 10th from 9:30 to 5. As part of the exhibition entitled The First Step to Freedom, Abraham Lincoln's Preliminary Emancipation Proclamation. And Mark, there will be events throughout the weekend to go along with the viewing of the document.
Yes, Harold Holzer, the great Lincoln scholar who worked with Commissioner King to write the exhibition, is speaking Friday evening at 8 p.m., Lincoln and Liberty Reassessing the Preliminary Proclamation in the Age of Spielberg. And if you've ever seen Holzer speak, it's an event. He's terrific. It's a free program. Also, I should say, online, there's an e-book of the exhibition on the museum webpage. The whole exhibit is online if you want to come back after seeing it and see some record of it. There's a pre-visit guide for teachers and families if they want to read ahead before they come in as well. And Joe, I hope you come by after the show tomorrow. If you'd like to see it in the flesh, you should make your way over as well.
I will do that, without a doubt. It's nysm.nysed.gov/ep. Let me say that again. It's NYSM, which I assume stands for New York State Museum.
Yes.
Dot NYSED, New York State Education Department, dot gov, government, / EP, Emancipation Proclamation. And you put all of that, or simply just put New York State Museum, and boom, get you there right away. The name of the exhibit is The First Step to Freedom, Abraham Lincoln's Preliminary Emancipation Proclamation, will be on display in the New York State Museum lobby November 9th, November 10th, from 9:30 to 5 p.m. as part of the exhibition entitled The First Step to Freedom, Abraham Lincoln's Preliminary Emancipation Proclamation. John King, Commissioner of the New York State Education Department, and Mark Schamming, Director of the New York State Museum. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us, and we look forward to seeing the document in the flesh tomorrow.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.